大家主内平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, greetings to you in our Lord.
所有的人都有通过血缘关系而联系的家，也就是有自己的父亲和母亲这么一个家。
All people have a family connected by blood ties, and we have our own father, we have our own mother.
然而基督徒不仅有这个通过血缘关系而联系的家，还有一个更大的家，就是教会这个属灵的家。
However, for Christians, not only we have a family on this earth, we also have a bigger family, and it is the spiritual family of the church.
今天我们一起来看神在圣经里关于教会这个属灵的家，通过提摩太前书三章十五节和其他一些有关的经文来给我们的启示。
Today I want to, we want to look at First Timothy chapter 3 and other related scriptures to see what God has revealed to us about the church.
提摩太前书三章十五节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
为什么说教会是永生神赐给我们的家？
Why is it said that a church is a home given to us by the eternal God?
神爱我们，他知道我们人的内心在血缘的这个小家里得不到满足。
God loves us. He knows that we cannot find satisfaction in our blood-related family on this earth.
因为神的美好创造让人有这么一个渴望，要知道我从哪里来，我是谁，我要到哪里去。
And because of great, God's beautiful creations, we have a desire to ask the questions, where am I from? What will I do? And where will I go?
人在这些寻求中看到了自己的局限。
So in the pursuit of the answers to these questions, people see their limitations.
神是爱，他爱我们，让他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世界上。
God is love. He loves us that he gave us his only begotten son to come to this world.
借着耶稣在十字架上的救恩，我们愿意信靠耶稣基督，让他成为我们的救主，成为自己人生的主，就可以得着神的儿女的成分。
And through Christ's crucifixion, he brought us salvation, and we call him our Savior and Lord, so we can understand our life and becomes in God's family.
每一个人都是神所造的，但并不是每一个人都是神的儿女。
Everyone is created by God, but not everyone is in God's family.
进入神的家义的唯一的方法，就是借着主耶稣来重生进入这个家。
The only way to enter God's family is through Jesus Christ.
人借着第一次的出生成为世上的人的家庭的一员，基督徒却借着第二次的出生成为神家中的一员。
Through our first birth, a person became a family on this earth. But through the second birth, we became the family in Christ.
得儿子的名分是我们和神的关系的转变。
And to gain the sonship is a transformation of our relationship with God.
叫我们从被定罪的成了蒙悦纳的，从与神的隔离到了成了神的儿子。
So we move from being condemned to being accepted, from being separated to becomes God's son.
从此我们的生命进入到神里面， 神也进到我们的生命里面。
So from then on, our lives enters into God, and God enters into our lives.
教会一词的意思是指呼召出来的意思。
The meaning of the word church means to call out.
古希腊是一个城邦制度，各自的独立，全邦的政策乃由民众的大会来决定。
The ancient Greece was a city-state, so the policy was determined by everyone in that state.
凡是有重大事情需要商量，就沿街敲锣，呼召公民出来聚会。
Whenever there are important matters to be discussed, gongs will be beaten along the streets to gather citizens to come together.
在圣经里，教会的意思就是一些由神的旨意呼召出来的人，蒙神的恩典得救的人，在神的家里一起敬拜神，经历神，行出神的旨意。这就教会就是神赐给我们的这个属灵的家。
So in the Bible, the meaning of church is a group of people called by God's will. There's a few children saved by grace who gather together to come to worship God, to experience God, and to do God's will.
这家就是永生神的教会，永生神原文是活神。
So this is the church of the eternal God. The word eternal God in its original text means living God.
神的教会意思是指神活在基督徒的心里，见证在基督徒的言行之中。
So the church of God means that God lives in our hearts and is testified by our words and our deeds.
一个家里有各种活动，比如饮食、休息、家庭之间成员的相互的交流、关爱、帮助、提供互相之间的需要。
In a family, there are various activities that includes eating, resting, communications, and helping and caring.
在教会这个属灵的家里也有各种活动。
In the same way, in the spiritual family of the church, there are different activities.
教会这些活动的基本原则，正像提摩太前书三章十五的经文所启示的，是要见证神是教会的真，教会是真理的柱石和根基。换言之，神的真理是教会一切活动的基本原则和方向。
The basic principles of all these church activities is laid out in First Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. It is to testify that the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
真理的柱石，意思教会乃是支撑高举真理的力量。
So when we say that the pillar of truth, it means that the church is the force that upholds uplifts the truth.
真理的根基就是指不可摇动的部分，教会乃是为坚固真理而发挥作用。
And the foundation of truth refers to the unshakable part of the truth, and the church plays an important role in strengthening the truth.
房屋建造完成之后，其外貌虽可以改动，但根基和主要的柱石是不能改动的。
So after the construction of a building, the appearance can still be changed, but the main pillars and the foundations cannot be modified.
同样的，教会有责任维护真理的纯正，这种坚定的态度要像房屋的柱石和根基一样稳固不动。
Likewise, the church has aresponsibility to maintain the purity of the truth. It is like the foundations and it is like pillar that it cannot be shaken.
当今的世界对于教会作为真理的柱石和根基有各种各样的挑战。
In today's world, it presents a lot of challenges to the church as pillar and foundations of the truth.
异端邪说往往以各种各样改头换面的方式出现，侵蚀影响教会和教会的肢体。
And different heresies appeared to us in a disguised way, invading and affecting our belief in this foundation.
提摩太前书三章从第一节到第七节是讲教会的监督，也就是长老的条件和职责。
So in First Timothy chapter 3, verse verses 1 to 7, it talks about the church overseers, their responsibilities and their qualifications.
从第八节到十三节是讲执事的条件和职责。
So from verses 8 to 13, the Bible talks about the qualifications and responsibilities of the deacons.
我们这些做教会事工中做带领的同工们要常常对照圣经的教导，看自己如何为教会持守，成为真理的柱石和根基，来看自己的生命如何活出相应的样式。
So we as co-workers in the church ministry should always check ourselves with the teachings and Bible to see that whether we uphold this foundation and pillars of the truth.
今天我们有案例长老和执事。
Today we ordain our elders and deacons.
在案例的祷告中，我们一起来求三位一体真神的带领，我们一起为教会持守真道，成为真理的柱石和根基而同工。
So in the ordination prayer, let us ask the guidance of our triune God that we work together in the church to uphold the truth and to become the pillar and foundation of the truth.
同样的，教会的每一位肢体也应当看到保罗向提摩太的教导，在神的家中当怎样行的时候，这包括教会的每一位肢体。
So likewise, every church members,We should see that how Paul taught Timothy in how to behave in a family of God. That includes every member of our church.
我们每一位会众都要常常思考，神托付我作为这个教会的属灵的家中一员的职责。
So as a member of the church, we need to think about the responsibility that God has entrusted us in the church.
思考我作为在这个教会持守神的真理和注视的这个征战中，我的行为应当是如何
？So in fighting for church to hold on to the foundation and pillar, what behavior should I have?
教会这个基督徒的属灵的家，比他们肉身的家更重要，因为那是永远的家。
The spiritual home of the church is even more important than the family.On this earth, because it is a spiritual home.
每个人地上的家虽然是神美好的礼物，但那是短暂的。
It is also an eternal home. So even though we have a nice family on this earth, it is nice, but it is only temporary.
会因为家庭成员的迁移、年老及无可避免的死亡而结束这个家的某一代。
The family can be over due to the members.Moving and due to the inevitable death of the generation.
但是我们属灵的家，我们和其他信徒的关系却可存留到永远，是比血缘关系更为坚固的联合。
But in our spiritual families, this family is eternal. It is more, it lasts longer than our family in our flesh.
虽然基督徒与神的关系是一对一的，但是在神的家中，你我和其他的信徒是连成一体，永远彼此相属。
So although a Christian relationship with God is one-on-one, but our relationship with other members of the families are connected, and we belong to each other forever.
跟随基督，不单是相信，也是归属。
Following Christ is not only believing, but also belonging.
我们是他的身体，也就是教会的肢体或者成员。
We are his body, and we are the members of the church.
作为教会成员，也就是一个活的身体的一个器官，是基督的身体不可缺少的一部分。
To be a member of the church means we are a vital organ of this body.And we are an integral part of this body.
是的，教会是一个身体，不是一个建筑物。
Yes, the church is a body. It is not a building.
教会是一个活的生命体，不是一个组织。
The church is a living entity. It's not an organization.
身体器官要发挥作用，就要与身体相连接。
In order to body's organ to function, it has to be connected to the body.
作为基督身体的一部分的你我也是如此。
And it is same for you and I to be part of this body.
你我被造并且蒙恩得救，都是神的恩典。
And we are created and we are saved because of God's grace.
但是你我如果不与一个有生命的教会连接，就很难体现神在你我身上的旨意。
But if you and I are not connected to the church, it is very difficult for us to embody God's will.
当我们与人交往的时候，就会发现神赋予自己生命的意义。
So when we interact with each other, we discover the meaning of God's will in our life.
假如一个器官与身体分离，就会死去，无法单独存在。
So if an organ is separated from the body, it will shrink and it will die. It cannot exist by itself.
你我也是如此。
It is the same truth for you and for me.
与教会的生命血脉没有联系，你我的属灵生命就会枯萎，甚至消失。
If we are not connected to the lifeblood of the church, our lives will shrink and will die.
这就是为什么灵命倒退的常见的征兆，就是不常参加聚会，不与其他的信徒联系。
And it is why the most common sign of spiritual degradation is the absence in many regular meetings.
圣经称教会为基督的心腹。
The Bible calls the church a bride of Christ.
我们没有办法想象，我可以对基督说，我爱你，但不喜欢你的妻子。
We cannot imagine saying to Jesus that I love you, but I do not love your wife.
但是我们每当我们不看重教会，抱怨教会的时候，我们就是如此做。
But every time when we discount the church, when we complain about the church, we are doing that.
神命令我们爱教会，正如耶稣爱教会一样。
God commands us to love the church like Jesus loves the church.
为何基督徒需要这个属灵的家？
Why do Christians need this spiritual home?
委身教会这个属灵的家，表示我们是真信徒。
A commitment to this spiritual home means that we are a true believer.
当不同背景、经历、社会地位的人因着爱聚在一起，组成教会这个家，对世界是一个强有力的见证。
So when people from different backgrounds, experiences, and social status to get together with love, and it is a powerful witness to this world.
独自一个人不是基督的身体，也无法活出爱。
Alone, we are not the body of Christ, and we cannot live out Christ's love.
你我需要和其他信徒在一起，这才是基督的身体，才能活出基督的爱。
And you and I need to be together with other believers. That becomes Christ's body, and that we can live out love.
教会这个家，让我们学习不再自我中心。
So the church is a class that we can learn about not being self-centered.
教会是我们学习在神的家中与人相处的这么一个课堂。
And church.Is a place that we can learn how to get along with others.
在这所神赐给我们的课堂里，我们学习不只是学习对人有关爱。
So in this class, we can learn how to be unselfish. We can learn how to care for others.
每当我们与一些平凡，甚至是看到有一些不完美，甚至有错误之处的信徒交往。我们才能学习真正的团契 fellowship 相交，并彼此借着这个彼此连接、互相扶持的这个真理。
So only when we interact with ordinary believers, interact with people who are imperfect or even making mistakes, that we can learn what is the true meaning of fellowship.
神教导的这个团契相交，是我们彼此委身。正如我们对耶稣基督的委身一样。
Fellowship is taught by God is our commitment to one another, like we are committed to Christ.
神期待我们为此付出生命。
God expects us to lay down our lives for others.
许多基督徒知道约翰福音三章十六节，但我们却要同样要留意约翰一书三章十六节。
Many Christians know about John 3:16, but we should also pay attention to 1 John 3:16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters.
神期待的就是以这种牺牲的爱来爱主内肢体。
What God expects is that we love fellow believers in the Lord with sacrificial love.
愿意耶稣爱你我的方式去爱其他的人。
And we should be willing to love each other just like Jesus loves us.
以弗所书四章十二节，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
在没有人干扰你的选择的时候，生活人可以过得比较容易的所谓的圣洁。
When no one interferes with our choices, we can easily live the so-called holy life.
但这种虚假又经不起考验的圣洁，疏离独处而衍生出虚假蒙骗。
But this is false holiness, and it cannot withstand the test. So alienations and solitudes.Produces deceptions and falsehood.
在没有别人挑战的情况下，我们很容易认为自己很成熟。
So without the challenges from others, we can misunderstood to think that we are actually quite mature.
真正的成熟，要在人际关系中才能表现出来。
But true maturity can only be displayed with relationship with others.
若要成长，除了读圣经以外，我们也需要其他的信徒。
In order to grow, in addition to reading the Bible, we also need each other.
从别人的身上学习和彼此的读者，会令我们成长得更快、更健康。
So we learn from each other. We know how to hold each other accountable. So that is how we grow in a very healthy way.
当别人分享在神的家里经历神，我们也会从中有所学习和收获。
So when others share with us about their experiences with God, we learn from them.
这里有一个让你我委身于教会这个属灵的家的一个实际的应用。
So here is a practical applications, for yours and my commitment to God in the church.
一个基督徒不可能在生活中不遇到困难和挑战。
It is impossible for a Christian not to face challenges and difficulties in our lives.
当遇到大的困难的时候，如果没有一个委身的教会，可能没有人知道你现在的情景。
So if we encounter big difficulties, if there is no committed church, no one may know your situation.
也不能去及时的探访你，帮助你，为你代祷。
And no one will be able to visit you to help you and to pray for you.
你也不能得到正确的劝勉与引导，好像一只孤羊在一群狼中是很危险的。
And you are not able to get the right encouragement and guidance, so you will be like a lone sheep in a pack of wolves. It's dangerous.
你和我都需要教会，同样，教会也需要我们，这二者是并行的。
So you and I need the church.But likewise, the church also needs us. These two go hand in hand.
前面讲了为什么我们需要教会，另一方面，教会也需要我们。
So I talk about why do we need the church. On the same way, the church also needs us.
因为教会是由一些基督徒和家庭所组成的群体，这个群体有许多基督徒也需要我的关爱、分享与帮助。
Because the church is a group of Christians and families.And these people require and need our help.
在经济上，教会也需要你我的奉献，让教会的各项事工能够顺利的进行。
And financially, the church also needs our offering so that the ministries can be carried out smoothly.
一会儿的年度报告中，我们会看到教会在2023年收到的奉献有相当的盈余。
In a moment, we will hear the annual report, and we will see that the offerings of our church received in 2023 are we have a good considerable surplus.
这是很好的状况，靠着教会的会众在财务上对教会的奉献帮助。
And this is a good situation because we see the financial help we get from the congregation.
感谢主。
Thanks God.
正在顺利进行的教会购买对面的物业，为教会的各方面进一步发展做准备，也与教会会众的奉献支持分不开的。
And we are in the successfully purchasing the properties opposite, and this is to prepare our church future growth. And this is inseparable from the your financial help from this congregation.
我们有血缘关系的家和教会这个属灵的家之间的关系。
So the relationship between our physical family and our spiritual family.
我们都愿意有一个完美的小家，有一个完美的教会。
We all want a beautiful little home and a beautiful perfect church.
但是现实中，完美的小家和完美的教会是不存在的。
But in reality, the perfect family and the perfect church, they do not exist.
我们回忆一下，也许我们在某个短暂的时刻或者时期有一种接近完美的感觉。
Let's recall maybe sometime in the past we have a feeling of near perfection.
但是很快这种接近完美的感觉就被不完美所取代。
But very soon this feeling was replaced by the feeling of imperfection.
感谢神，让耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank God because Christ became flesh and came to this earth.
他是百分之百的神，又是百分之百的人，完美的神人二性在他身上体现出来。
He is 100% God and 100% human. So his divine nature and his human natures are reflected perfectly in him.
我们今天所读的经文中，提摩太前书三章十六节可以说是浓缩版的基督论。
So the scripture we read today, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, is like a condensed version of Christology.
它是我们的小家，更是我们教会这个属灵的大家可以成长向完美靠近的唯一的榜样。
So Christ is the example for our small family and also this large spiritual family to move towards perfection.
是我们向完美接近的这个旅途中的依靠。
It is our we rely on him to move towards perfection.
也就是我们的柱石和根基。
And he is our pillar, he is our foundation.
现在我要做这么一个呼召。
So now I want to make a call.
如果我们中间你还不是一位基督徒，你今天来到这里或者是在网上，这是神的恩典。
If you are not a Christian among us and you come here today or on the web, and it is because of God's grace.
如果你愿意成为这神的家中的一员，请你在心里这么说。
And if you are willing to become a member of the family of the church, please say this in your heart.
主耶稣，我承认自己是一个罪人。
Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner.
我愿意依靠你在十字架上的救恩，信靠你做我的救主，我的主。
I'm willing to rely on your salvation on the cross, and I'm willing to treat you as my Savior and my Lord.
你如果现在在心里做出这么一个决定，可以在主日崇拜结束以后来与我或者其他的你认识的我们教会的基督徒联络。
If you have made such a decision just now, after the Sunday service, please come and contact me or other Christians you know, in this church.
我们教会的许多肢体 都已经参与了不同的服事。
Many members of our church has already been involved in different ministries.
然而我们在这个属灵家中的成长是一个持续进行的过程。
But the growth in our spiritual family is an ongoing process.
需要在我们目前已经尾声的状况上有继续的发展。
It has to grow beyond our current committed state.
这才是真正的成长。
And this is true growth.
教会的成长离不开我们在服事中的成长。
The growth of the church is inseparable from the growth in serving God.
让我们一起互相勉励。
Let us encourage each other.
在我们的小家，其中有我们的配偶，甚至孩子，或者是更大的，包括我们父母的家。
In our small homes, we have our spouses, we have our children, or the larger home that includes our parents.
少问，或者少思想，这个家为我做了什么？
And we should ask less or think less about what has this family done for me.
更多的问或者思想，我为这个家做了什么？
But think more and ask more about what have I done for this family.
让我们一同勉励。
Let us encourage each other.
在教会这个神赐给我们属灵的家，这个教会。
In the church, the spiritual family given by God.
少问或者思想，教会为我做了什么。
We should ask less or think less about what has the church done for me.
更多的问或者思想，我为这个教会做了什么。
And ask more or think more, what have I done for the church?
简言之，在教会这个属灵的家的成长中
，So in short, the growth of this spiritual family of the church，
你我的主要角色不是一个消费者的身份，而是一个贡献者、一个建设者的身份。
Our main role is not as a consumer, but as a contributor or a builder。
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray。
至高的独一真神。
Our only true God on high.
谢谢你在基督里拣选了我们成为你的儿女，成立了教会。
Thank you for choosing us in Christ to be your children and to establish the church.
在教会里，我们可以聆听你的教导，彼此帮助、分享、共同成长。
In the church, we can learn from your teaching, help each other, share and grow together.
我们诚心的赞美你。
We sincerely praise you.
主啊，求你赐给我们爱心，有增长的爱你的心，有增长的爱人的心。
Lord, please give us love, a heart that grows in love for you and a heart that grows in love for others.
求你在这弯曲背逆的时代里保守带领你自己的教会。
Please protect and lead your own church in this crooked and perverse generation.
愿我们教会高举耶稣基督并他钉十字架的福音。
May our church exalt Jesus Christ and the gospel of his crucifixion.
你在教会中，在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。Amen.
And you may be glorified in the church and in Jesus Christ for all generations forever and ever. Amen.